When we read in the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we get to learn about Jesus, what he did, and how he cared for those around him while he was here on earth. We get a glimpse of how he lived his life. The more I read, the more I want to know. Each time I read and study the Word of God, I can always find some hidden gem that I had never seen before. I want to share and tell those around me about all those gems that I find when I study the Word. Now there's a song, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus, and it's a great recording of the marvelous things that Jesus did for us. If I came up to you and said, I don't know anything about Jesus, can you tell me about him? What story would you tell me? Would you tell me about how he fed a multitude with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Or how about when he turned water to wine? Maybe you would tell me about him walking on water. Or you could tell me about the time he healed a man's sight by spitting in the dirt, making mud, and then putting the mud on the man's eyes. And then when the man went to wash his face, he could see. Would you tell me about how he gathered each of his disciples to him and told them to follow him? How about when he quieted the Sea of Galilee with just a few words? It tells us in Mark that when he was on the boat and the boat was rocking back and forth in the storm and he woke up from his sleep, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Would you tell me about his kindness, his love, or his good deeds? How about when those around him thought the children were bothering him and didn't want all those little kids around? And Matthew tells us about that. He says, then the little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Now, if you were to ask me to tell you a story of Jesus, I think I would have to tell you about his great sacrifice that he did for us. 1 John 3:16 says, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. I would have to tell you about his great sacrifice because it's a wonderful gift to us and it teaches us what love is. Now, it isn't just in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John that we read about Jesus. The whole Bible tells us about Jesus from creation in Genesis all the way to Revelation. We can see and we can learn about Jesus and we hear about and learn about his sacrifice and lets us to be a part of God's wonderful blessings and promises. I would also tell you how when you are out in nature, you're sitting still, listening to the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, we can all hear and see and learn about Jesus' Father's care for all of us. Psalms 104 tells us, how many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. All around us, we get to see and hear and learn about our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus. When someone asks you to tell them the story of Jesus, don't be afraid to tell them. They are wonderful. And you really shouldn't get tired of telling them. Don't be afraid to keep asking to hear about the stories of Jesus, because each time you hear them, you can learn more about him. What stories of Jesus do you love to hear? The miracles, how he would pray to his Father, maybe how he interacted with his disciples. I challenge you to share a story about Jesus today. Go tell your mom, your dad, your brother, or your sister, or maybe even a friend, your favorite story about Jesus. I'm going to end by reading the words to the song, tell me the stories of Jesus. Tell me the stories of Jesus. I'd love to hear. There are things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. There are scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea, stories of Jesus. Tell them to me. Oh, let me hear how the children stood round his knee. I shall imagine his blessings resting on me. Words full of kindness, deeds full of grace, all in the love light of Jesus' face. Tell me, in accents of wonder, how rolled the sea, tossing the boat in a tempest on Galilee, and how the master, ready and kind, chided the billows and hushed the wind. Tell how the sparrow that twitters on yonder tree and the sweet meadowside lily may speak to me. Give me their message, for I would hear how Jesus taught us our Father's care. So tell me the stories of Jesus. I love to hear things I would ask him to tell me if he were here.
Branch of the pond.